السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
گزشتہ دنوں میں ہالینڈ میں تھا، وہاں ایک جرنلسٹ نے
Recently, I visited Holland. There, I was asked by a famous journalist who writes for national and regional newspapers. She asked me, "Is the Ahmadiyya Muslim community the fastest growing community in the world?" I replied that if we look at by international standards, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community appears to be the fastest growing one. So now even others who follow the activities of the community feel obliged to acknowledge our progress. This is indeed a great sign of the truthfulness of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, that the message which started in a very small village in Qadian has now spread all across the world. The distinct status of Ahmadiyya Muslim community shines through and becomes clear for everyone by witnessing the global progress of this community, when such progress was even beyond the realms of imagination of any individual. This progress is in accordance with the divine prophecy made by the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, foretold this with extreme conviction. This prophecy was widely publicized by publications and advertisement. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, prophesied that God has informed him that his community will make tremendous progress. The fulfillment of this prophecy is a divine sign of God's succor for this community. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, "Allah the Exalted is spreading this community in the world. Indeed, Allah the Exalted has willed to spread it in the world." It is also related that the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, "Gradually, Allah the Exalted will spread this community to such an extent that its people will triumph over everyone." He also said that the current trials and tribulations will come to an end. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, "It is God's way that all success comes in a progressive manner. No tree bears fruit as fast as our community has progressed. This is the action of God Almighty, and it is sign and it is miracle." Thus, we strongly believe, and indeed every Ahmadi truly believes in the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and has witnessed that the message that hailed from a small town in a faraway part of the world 125 years ago has now spread globally. Rather, we see that even today the communities of people who faithfully accept this message are expanding. Not just those, these communities are also increasing in their loyalty, commitment, and faith. Therefore, we believe that Allah the Exalted, with His blessings, will also fulfill this prophecy of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that foretold that all trials and tribulations will come to an end, and this community will prevail over all others. We are witnessing a time when this community is spreading across the world, and this steady progress is visible to all. That is why the journalist in Holland asked me, that is the Ahmadiyya Muslim community now the fastest growing community in the world? I also get asked this question by many people, and they admit that the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is a rapidly progressing community. It is a fact that currently we are facing persecution. However, if we get to know about the true extent of the intent and the force of the enemy, we will realize that these trials are not even a fraction of what the enemy really intends to do. And it should also be remembered that each and every act of persecution, whether faced by an Ahmadi at a personal level or faced by us as a community, leads to greater divine favor and support of Allah the Almighty. Every Ahmadi who has emigrated from Pakistan to these Western countries and has the conscience to be grateful can never deny that his personal circumstances have improved significantly with the grace of God Almighty after emigrating to the new country. Not just that, the reports I receive from different countries and see the number of people taking bet, i.e. the pledge of allegiance, and their moving stories of how they were inspired to take the bet are truly astounding. One wonders, on one hand, the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, is being opposed to the hilt, and on the other, God Almighty is showing us the signs of His support in such an obvious manner. If this was the work of a human being, or if this was a community founded by human efforts, then this community would have never survived the hostility and the persecution and the opposition faced by the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his community from the day one. All this opposition should have exposed the falsehoods of the community. But it is clear to all that there is no question of our community coming to an end. Rather, our community is progressing. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said in one of his gatherings, "Our opponents tried opposition in every way, but God Almighty made us progress. It is a testimony of truth that the world tries its utmost against it, yet the truth spreads. Which element of opposition was left untried against us? Yet, ultimately, it is the opponents who failed. This is a sign of God. As I have just said, that our enemies have been doing their best, and they will continue to do so. Even today, the great scholars are hashing schemes against us. In fact, many governments are taking strong actions against our community. But despite that, we are witnessing that the prophecy of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, is coming true, and our opponents have failed. This is a sign of God. When we see how God demonstrates His signs, and how He attracts people to the bayat of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, one is totally astounded. Once it was discussed at the gathering of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that he received a letter from a man from Lahore, that he saw in his dream that the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, was truthful. This man was known to someone who was the follower of an ascetic, and the ascetic used to live close to the mausoleum of Data Ganjbaksh. While they were discussing the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, another ascetic arrived. He said all the progress that Mirza Sahib has made in such a short time is an evidence of his truthfulness. Then another ascetic said, okay, let's ask God what the truth of the matter is. And let's identify the truth. The next day, the ascetic seeking answers told the gathering that God Almighty had told him today that Mirza is Mawla, a leader. The other ascetic said maybe it was that he is a Mawlana, a religious scholar. He is the Mawla of you and me. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says that these days people are granted dreams and revelations. It appears that Allah the Exalted wants people to get the news about my advent through dreams. The angels of God are roaming on earth in great numbers and inspiring people to accept the truth. Then the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned about another person who intended to write a book against the claim of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He saw in his dream that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that you want to write a book to reject Mirza Sahib, who is actually truthful? So people of pious nature are granted guidance by God Almighty. These days, the resources and tools for preaching have increased significantly compared to the time of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. However, the guidance that Allah the Exalted is giving to people through true dreams is playing a significant role in opening people's hearts. Of course, tabligh, i.e. preaching, helps in converting people who are blessed by Allah the Almighty. But God Almighty directly guides people too. Even today, many people are being directly guided by God Almighty to the truth of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam's proclamation and are entering his bayat. I will give some examples from the last year alone. I have selected only a few out of several examples of Allah the Almighty's guidance through true dreams. It is amazing listening to these people who are living thousands of miles away from Qadian. Sometimes they are in far-flung areas where there is no means of any kinds of communication. Yet Allah the Almighty still guides them. The missionary in Mauritius writes that on a visit to a small island close to Mauritius called Mayotte, a non-Ahmadi gentleman told him that he had seen the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream. He says, later he saw the picture of the promised Messiah alayhi salam on MTA, and it was the same person he had seen in the dream. And thus, he was convinced that the Ahmadiyya community is truthful. He was then told more information about the promised Messiah alayhi salam and Jamaat Ahmadiyya. That is how he entered the Jamaat and accepted Ahmadiyya. Similarly, in Guinea-Conakry, which is situated at a great distance on the other side of Africa, there is a university student, Mr. Suleiman. He had previously been reluctant to take bath, despite the efforts by the Jamaat over a long time. He then came to the missionary himself and said that he was now satisfied and was ready to enter the Jamaat. He was asked what had led to this change of heart. He said that he had a dream that he was in a boat. There was another boat close by which was about to sink. The people from that boat were calling out for help, so people from his boat helped out and got them on board. And he says he then saw himself sitting with others around a table. The Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was also present and gave him a cup of milk. He says he then drank the milk to his heart's content and found it extremely delicious. He said, upon waking up, he realized that this was the drink that would give life only to those in his boat and in his bed, and thus he took the bed. Then, a gentleman from Ivory Coast, Al-Asani Sahib, writes about his dream. He saw a large crowd of people. In the dream, a companion tells him that the Imam Mahdi is also present amongst this crowd. He says out of sheer curiosity, he decides to meet the Imam Mahdi. However, his companion tells him that he should accept Ahmadiyyat first, so therefore he takes the bath. Then he moves closer to the Imam Mahdi and finds that he was indeed preaching. After this dream, Lisan Taravre Sahib took the bath and entered the Jamaat. The president of the Jamaat in Kerala, which is an area in South India, writes that 5 months ago, a man, Mr. Abdul Hamid, had accepted Ahmadiyya through MTA. He used to watch cable TV at home when he accidentally came across MTA, and he was very intrigued. Abdul Hamid Sahib had previously taken the bath of a Peer Sahib and belonged to a group, Tariqat Maslak. A couple of months later, he had a dream in which he saw that he was meeting the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He also saw his deceased peer, and he was also present among the audience. After that dream, he started searching for the Jamaat to contact and went to the local president. He requested to be accepted in the Jamaat, but was asked to first study about Jamaat. He then went to the district Amir Jamaat, but was again asked to study further. But then he went directly to Qadian and took bath over there. Similarly, there is a gentleman, Mr. Abdul Qadir, in Tunisia, a country in North Africa. He says he had long been impressed by the Jamaat, but not enough to take the bath. Why? Because he was not convinced that Imam Mahdi was to be a prophet. This is a basic issue, especially for the Muslims. They need to understand that the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam's claim is that of a non-law-bearing prophet. He has achieved this status only through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the advent of a prophet is still possible, but only through following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and only by Allah's grace. And the Messiah had to have the status of a prophet. Anyhow, he says around this time he decided that he would only accept Ahmadiyyat if God Almighty directly told him that Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam was the Imam Mahdi. Meanwhile, he says he learnt of a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a person who recognizes the Imam Mahdi but does not accept him will die the death of an ignorant one. He says he was deeply affected by this hadith, so he supplicated through istikhara prayers that night. Later that night, he dreamt that he was reading the Holy Quran. The point where he pauses, it said, "O Ahmad, I will surely help you." He says after this dream, he immediately took the bath. Then, the missionary of Mali writes that there was an elderly gentleman, Mr. Kolibali Sahib, who lived in a small town and had taken the bath in December 2014. He says that back in 1964, when he lived in Ivory Coast, he saw in a dream that two white men approached him and told him that Imam Mahdi had come and that he should take his bath. However, as time passed, he joined the army and completely forgot about his dream. Then, in 2014, he accidentally came across the Ahmadiyya radio. Several radio stations are running over there by the grace of Allah the Almighty. As he started listening to the radio, he heard of the advent of Imam Mahdi, which led to a complete change of heart. He also remembered his dream. Now, he is thankful to Allah the Almighty that he was able to take the bath of the Imam Mahdi before dying. He was informed about the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam 50 years ago through that dream. Therefore, God Almighty does not forsake good-natured people. God Almighty guided him even after a long time had passed. Then, there is a young man, Tahir Sahib, in Swaziland, who has recently taken the bath. He had a dream on the 27th night of this Ramadan that the moon was shining so brightly as if it was daytime. A voice in his dream calls out that you have found this light. Therefore, hold on to it. It will gradually spread throughout Swaziland. He understood this light to be that of Ahmadiyyat, which would gradually spread throughout the country. Inshallah, God willing. Since this dream, this young man has made extraordinary progress. There is another gentleman from Mali, Mr. Saeed Sahib. He had heard about Ahmadiyyat, but wanted to satisfy himself regarding the truth of Ahmadiyyat. So he decided to meditate in seclusion for 40 nights. He says that on the 21st night, he saw the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and also me in his dream. He dreamt that both of us visited him at his home and took him to the heavens. He says upon seeing this dream, he was satisfied and accepted Ahmadiyyat. Some people think Africans accept Ahmadiyyat just like that. That's not right. Africans have a yearning to find the truth. So they listen to the message and weigh it. They are not stubborn. They are noble-hearted. Therefore, God Almighty guides them too. His faith mattered to him. That is why he decided to pray in seclusion. There is another person from Mali, Bama Sabsujo. He had heard about Ahmadiyyat, but was not sure whether it was a true Jamaat. So he decided to supplicate through istikhara prayers. On the third night, he saw in a dream that he was on a boat which capsized and all passengers were about to drown. And all of a sudden, a child came out of the water and told him that if he wanted to be saved, he should accept Ahmadiyyat. So in his dream, he accepts Ahmadiyyat and is saved, while the rest of the passengers drown. On waking up, he decided to take the bath. Abdul Sahib, who is from Sierra Leone, writes that his father was already an Ahmadi. Some people who have been led astray are also guided back, either due to their own good deeds or their parents' prayers. But he himself had been led astray. He had joined the Tablighi Jamaat and had also started going on Tablighi preaching excursions. Members of the Tablighi Jamaat from Pakistan and India go on Tablighi trips to Africa. So he says that the Ahmadi missionary and his father had tried their best to reason with him, but it had no effect on him. Sometime later, he saw a large and beautiful celestial image of the promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, alayhi salatu wasalam, in a dream. The following day, he left the Tablighi Jamaat and writes that he has joined Jamaat Ahmadiyya, the true Islam, once again, and alhamdulillah takes part in all their programs. Then, in order to establish that not only the promised Messiah alayhi salam was indeed Allah's true messenger, the Messiah and the Mahdi, indeed that system of Khilafat after the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is also helped and aided by God Almighty and strives to carry his mission forward. He guides people by showing the Khulafa in their dreams. A Muallim, a local missionary, writes that somebody by the name of Muhammad related a dream in which he saw that while he was on board a ship, the ship reached the middle of the ocean and suddenly a storm came and the ship started to sink. It seemed that the prospects of survival were coming to an end. At that time, suddenly a man reached his hands out to me and took me ashore. I did not know who this godly man was. A while later, this very same person by the name of Muhammad had contacted one of our Da'ina ilallah, i.e. the preacher and Muallim. The Da'ina ilallah made him watch MTA, but upon seeing my face, he suddenly cried out, "This is that very same godly person who rescued me." As a result, along with his entire family, he joined the Ahmadiyya community. Similarly, Ahmed Sahib writes that Amir Ahmed Sahib, who is a doctor, the people of Sudan, by the way, are extreme with regards to religion. He writes that he was phoned by the doctor who explained to him that he wanted to do the bath. The next Friday was Juma, and he came and offered his Friday prayers with us. While explaining the circumstances of his bath, he mentioned that his wife had seen him in a dream with Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV, and Hazur asked why he still had not performed the bath. Upon this, he raised his hands and proclaimed, "I am ready for bath." Similarly, her daughter said she had seen me, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Khamis, with Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz. He writes, from this, Amir Sahib reached certainty that the Jamaat was true, because both the wife and the daughter had seen the Khulafa in their dream, and that the institution of Khilafat was true. And The man aforementioned belongs to a Sufi family. He went on to explain that there was a pious elder called Ibrahim Sahib whose dreams and visions were fulfilled. Dr. Sahib states that he phoned the elder and had asked him about the Jamaat, saying that the Imam Mahdi had appeared. He replied, "Of course he has, but he has already met his demise. Have you not been informed?" Upon this, the doctor asked that currently it was the period of the fifth successor of the Imam Mahdi and whether or not he should perform the bed. The elder replied that he should do the bed. The same incident that occurred during the time of the Promised Messiah والسلام, where the ascetics and elders who sat beside the tomb of Datta Ganjbaksh were being guided from the On High is now occurring 120 years later by a man being guided in the same way. It is said that afterwards he gave the phone over to his wife and she asked the elder, "What is better, to perform bayt or to attach oneself with the path of tariqah?" The elder replied, "When one performs the bayt, then he fears no one besides God Almighty." Similarly, there is an incident in Benin. A year ago, a missionary from the city Cotonou wrote that his Nigerian friend called Bello had come for business purposes there. When he left his house to offer his prayer, he was contemplating which mosque he should go to in the neighborhood. Here is another example of how God Almighty guides people through dreams by showing a mosque. He says he went to the non-Ahmadi mosque and that the next Friday he went to the Ahmadi mosque. He says when he started collecting information regarding both mosques, people spoke very negatively concerning the Ahmadis. From listening to the views of people, he started to deliberate on this matter, that in terms of cleanliness and orderliness, Ahmadi mosque is organized. However, Ahmadis are also thought to be against Islam and that they have a different prophet. But still, he only received contentment from this mosque alone. Therefore, he started to pray that, "O God, you alone help and guide me. I am new here in this neighborhood. When I go to the mosque of the Ahmadis, I feel tranquility. But people say that the Ahmadis are bad and are kafir, i.e. disbelievers. I do not feel like going to any other mosque." In this state, he continued to pray alone in his house and stopped going to both of the mosques. He says 3 or 4 days later, he saw in a dream 2 blocks of soap. One was a blue soap, which was of a German make, while the other was a soap made locally. During his half-sleep state, he was made to understand the interpretation that by the color blue it means the blue-colored rose of a mosque. Upon waking up, he recalled that on Friday in the mosque of the Ahmadis, the color of the carpets was red and the rose were green. So after seeing this dream, he had made an assessment of both mosques again and found the blue-colored rose in the Ahmadiyya mosque. He decided to only offer prayers in the Ahmadiyya mosque and engaged himself in prayers profusely. He said that one day in a dream he saw that the Imam gave him a book which contained a very beautiful photo. So next Friday, following the prayers, he met the Imam of the Ahmadiyya mosque and said that he wanted to study more about Islam Ahmadiyya. Upon hearing this, the Imam said he would send the book to him within 1 or 2 days. Now, as opposed to being a book on religious issues, the book that was dispatched to him was entitled World Crisis and the Pathway to Peace. He said that upon opening it, on the first page was that very photo he had seen in his dream. From this, his faith increased even more. Then on one occasion, he was shown the Holy Quran. It was not the Holy Quran which he had at home. Rather, it was some other Quran. A few days later, he saw the French translation of the Quran, which was published by the Jamaat and was on display in the mosque, which was shown to him in his dream. In this manner, Allah the Exalted continued guiding him, as if he was being led while his hands were being held. The person under discussion stated that one day Allah the Exalted informed him in a dream-like state that there are 10 commands which he should read and in the dream the Ten Commands were read out to him. He could not remember the words, but every single meaning and import continued to establish itself in his heart and became firmly rooted. He said that exactly 3 or 4 days after, he started speaking to the Murabbi Sahib of the mosque and did not yet know how to perform the bath when suddenly the Murabbi Sahib handed him a piece of paper telling him that in order to act according to Islam, there were 10 conditions which ought to be read out and understood. That is to say, only if one wants to learn the truth about the Ahmadiyya community. When he read the 10 conditions of bath, he cried profusely at how his God had bestowed guidance onto him. So he said he performed the bath and rendered his gratitude to God. And he said that after performing the bath, every day he now felt a new pleasure and enjoyment. Moreover, someone from Egypt relates that he saw a dream in 2004. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV was resting in one place. He was seated beside Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV, and upon seeing him, he advised him to carry out research into this matter. At this point, I could not understand, and says that he never had seen Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV prior to this. 4 years after my dream, he says, I saw MTA and began researching, and that is how God Almighty guided me. In November 2014, prior to taking bath, he says, I saw in a dream that I have entered into a mosque which is full of worshippers. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is also present and is looking towards me. As I moved closer to Hazur, i.e. the promised Messiah alayhi salam, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih I appeared in his place, and a voice says that this is Abu Bakr Siddiq. As I moved more close, Khalifatul Masih V appeared in the place of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih I. As soon as he saw me, he raised his hands to pray, and I also began to pray. He says that his interpretation of this dream was that prayers are accepted due to the blessings of following the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and his khulafa. These people who recognize the truth are indeed fortunate. Witnessing the state of their heart, God Almighty continuously guides such people. As is apparent from various people's dreams, that God Almighty guides them with such clarity that one is left astonished. While those who consider themselves to be the scholars of faith are deprived from this guidance. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, was once sitting in a gathering with some new Ahmadis, expressing his love for them. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said, you are very fortunate because God Almighty closed the doors on the famous and prominent Maulvis, i.e. clerics. However, he has opened them up for you. It is an immense favor of God Almighty upon you who are sitting here and the members of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community who are spread across the world. God Almighty has enabled you to accept Ahmadiyyat. Therefore, as I have mentioned many times before, that we should also remember this favor of God Almighty, and we should also be grateful for this favor. It is quite possible that some of your forefathers and elders were present in that gathering, or were among the attendees in which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam spoke these words. You should also pray for those elders who remembered this favor of God Almighty and instilled Ahmadiyyat in their progeny. Regarding those who entered the community, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, just look at our Jamaat. It is entirely made up of those who were once our opponents. Every day someone does bath, i.e. the pledge of allegiance, and they come from them. If they did not have the capacity and the good fortune, then how would they have been able to come? Many letters like this come from the people who want to do bath. stating that before they used to hurl verbal abuse, but now they repent and seek forgiveness. Even today, there are many who once had hostile attitudes, but are now increasing in their sincerity. They did the bayat, and after that, they excelled in their sincerity and devotion. One of our missionaries in Mali wrote that one of the members of our community is Suleiman Sahib. After his bayat, his wife left him and went to his brother, Diyam Tapele, and told him that his brother was no longer a Muslim. She belonged to a Muslim family, therefore the wife went back to her own brother and not her husband's brother, but informed her husband's brother that his brother had become an Ahmadi and is no longer a Muslim. He has become an Ahmadi, therefore he should go and speak to him. His brother became furious and went to Suleiman Sahib and told him to leave Ahmadiyyat. He also said that if he does not leave Ahmadiyyat, then he will cut off all ties with him and will not even offer his funeral prayer, and only the Ahmadis will read it. However, Suleiman Sahib took no notice of his brother and remained resolute. After a while, his brother, who was opposing him, also began listening to the Ahmadiyya radio so that he could listen to what they say and criticize it in order to save his brother. However, a short while later, the condition of his opposing brother's heart changed, and instead he took the bath and joined Ahmadiyyat. Similarly, our missionary from India, Ajmal Sahib, writes that this year on 17 June, he wrote this letter then, a meeting regarding Tabligh, i.e. preaching, was held in a village in the district of Murshidabad, situated in the province of Bengal. The in charge of the non-Ahmadi mosque committee, the Muazzin, the one who calls for prayer, of the mosque and various other non-Ahmadi intellectuals attended the meeting. After the meeting, the in charge of the mosque committee said, "My nephew is an Ahmadi and I always had hate for Ahmadis. However, now I swear by God that Ahmadis are the true Muslims and all others are miles away from Islam." Later, 12 people took bath in this village. Thus, these are all the works of God Almighty, which He is doing, and the Jamaat is witnessing these signs. Indeed, these incidents further strengthen our faith. The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, states, "It is the blessing of this divine mission that it is being nurtured and is growing amongst enemies. It is the blessing of this divine mission that it is being nurtured and is growing amongst enemies." The promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, further states, "They made great plans, even forged court cases for murder, but what is from Allah the Exalted is never wasted. I say to you truthfully that this is from God. Had it been a result of human plans, then human schemes and human contentions would have obliterated it by now. The fact that it is growing and progressing in the face of human scheming is a proof that it is from God Almighty. Thus, the more you will develop your strength of belief, the brighter your hearts will be. The more you, i.e. Ahmadis, will develop your strength of belief, the brighter your hearts will become." The words of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, are indeed divine words and carry with them the succor of God Almighty. We are witnessing that this community is nurturing amidst the enemy. However, as the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam, has said, that in order to illumine our hearts, we need to enhance our strength of belief and strengthen our faith. Therefore, we all need to assess ourselves and see if our strength of belief is increasing. We need to assess if our hearts are getting brighter and are we being drawn towards faith. Are we adhering to the Islamic injunctions? And are we trying to improve our spiritual and our physical conditions? Many new Ahmadis write about their accounts and how after accepting Ahmadiyyat, their spiritual condition has significantly improved. There is great improvement in the state of their prayers and there is a change in their practical conduct. Some women write about their husbands that after accepting Ahmadiyyat, there has been a complete change in their attitude. Before, there was all kinds of discord, fighting and arguments in their homes. But now there is peace and tranquility. Observe how and with such worry the new Ahmadis are concerned about their religious condition. They are greatly worried and are bringing about changes in them. Each one of us should also develop this state, drawing our attention towards our religious conditions. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam states, read the Holy Quran and never lose hope of God. A mu'min, a true believer, never despairs of God. It is the practice of disbelievers to despair of God Almighty. Our God is the God who has power over all things. Read the translation of the Holy Quran and also offer your salat properly and understand its meanings also. Also pray in your own language. Do not read the Holy Quran as if it is an ordinary book. Rather, read it as the Word of God. Offer Salat like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to offer it. However, after reading the prescribed prayers, you can say your supplications and present your needs and wants to God Almighty in your own language. Say your supplication and needs in your own language and seek for it in the state of prostration. There is no harm in this and it does not make one's salat invalid. The promised Messiah alayhi salatum further states, these days people have ruined their salat. They do not offer salat, rather they just jolt their heads. They hastily offer their salat like chickens peck with their heads and then they remain seated to make supplications. This is the state of the non-Ahmadis. However, we do not make supplications after the salat is finished. Yet I have observed people reading salat so quickly. The essence and spirit of Salat is supplication. How can one achieve its true essence by supplicating after Salat? If a person were to go to a court of a king, where he has the opportunity to make his submissions, but he does not say anything, i.e. remains quiet while in the king's court. Instead, he presents his submissions once he has left the court. What benefit will he derive from this? Such is the case of those who do not supplicate with humility and meekness in their salat. Whatever you wish to supplicate for should be done in your salat, and keep in view all the etiquettes of prayer. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam states, God Almighty has taught us a prayer right at the beginning of the Holy Quran, and with that He has also taught us the etiquettes of prayer. The recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha is obligatory in salat, and so this prayer clearly shows that true prayer is made only in the course of Salat. God Almighty has taught us this prayer in the following manner. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan the accursed. In the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. All praise belongs to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the gracious, the merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee alone do we worship and Thee alone do we implore for help. Guide us in the right path, the path of those in whom Thou hast bestowed Thy blessings, those who have not incurred displeasure, and those who have not gone astray. The promised Messiah alayhi salam then states, before supplicating the Almighty, one should praise and glorify Him, so that one's spirit may be uplifted with love and adoration. Therefore it states, all praise belongs to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the Creator and Sustainer of all, the Gracious, who bestows without being asked, and before any action from His creation. The Merciful, who then rewards after one's actions, both in this world and the hereafter. Master of the Day of Judgment, every requital rests in His hands. Good and evil are all in God Almighty's hands. One becomes a complete and perfect believer in His unity, i.e. one can only be a worshipper of one God when he accepts God Almighty as the master of the Day of Judgment. Be aware, it is a sin to regard human authorities to be everything. It is a sin to go before human authority and officials and consider them to be everything. It is tantamount to associating partners with God Almighty. God Almighty has invested them with authority. Therefore, how should one's dealing be with them since God Almighty has invested them with authority? It is important to show obedience to them. As far as those in authority are concerned, they should be obeyed, because God Almighty has invested them with authority. However, do not turn them into gods. I.e. do not think that only they will be able to do your work. At times, certain people present themselves before officials and greet them as if they are gods, God forbid. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, states, "Give the dues of man to man, and the dues of God Almighty to God Almighty. Then say, Thee alone do we worship, and Thee alone do we implore for help. Guide us in the right path, that is, the path of those on whom Thou hast bestowed Thy blessings, that is, the party of the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous." In this prayer, the grace and bounty bestowed on all these groups is pleaded for. It then states, "Save us from the path of those who incurred your displeasure and who went astray." In short, this is the brief translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Understand the translation of the rest of Salat in this manner, and then offer your Salat with an understanding of the translation. These are the etiquettes of Salat and the way it should be offered. Those who read it quickly, what do they understand from it? The promised Messiah alayhi salam further states, "There is no benefit in simply learning by rote all manner of words. Be assured that one cannot attain true belief in oneness of God if one offers Salat in a parrot-like fashion. This does not move the soul, and one cannot be protected from stumbling in the attainment of the stage which takes one to perfection. Keeping the creed that God Almighty has no partner and no match, and demonstrate this with your practice. This should be one's belief and also one's practice. One can only be a mu'min, a true believer, when there is congruity in speech and practice. Thus, we have to assess ourselves, that is, our actions and thinking according to this teaching. If not, then we need to be concerned, lest that those people who have joined us later on may surpass us and will exceed far ahead by attaining the nearness of God Almighty. And when we realize that we have been left behind, and also our progeny has been left behind, that it will take decades to cover those distances, and it will take a long time to reform our future progenies. Do not let your progeny fall deep into worldly affairs, that they become left behind. They should not come to these countries and follow worldly pursuits. The rights of God Almighty should nonetheless be fulfilled, and Salat should be offered along with its meanings. It should not be the case that our future generations are left so behind, and the newcomers become the recipients of the rewards which have been promised by God Almighty to the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and thereby raise their standards far higher than us. It is very important to ponder over these words of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, and one should strive for this and try to understand them. It is the duty of every Ahmadi to understand this and strive for it. They should also pay focus to those words of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam, to increase your strength of belief and attain the nearness of God Almighty by illumining your hearts and earn the rewards of God Almighty. It should not be the case that we fall behind and become deprived of those rewards. Ensure that you never break the connection you have formed with the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wassalam. May God Almighty enable us to have a strong connection with God Almighty and understand the objective of the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam and become active and strong members of the community. May God Almighty enable us to spread the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the world and always be the recipients of God Almighty's bounties.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.